winter is coming.
Why so serious?
There has been an awakening. The dark side. And the light.
Say my name.
Ben. Ben Kenobi?
You're goddamn right.
Hello, welcome to episode number 74 of The Company of Nine. Ever since it's a holiday weekend, there's really not that much topic to go over. And keep this little mini. You know that Joker standalone movie? The one that Martin Scorsese wants to produce? Well, that's who the WB wants to be the Joker. Not the one and only Leonardo DiCaprio. If this happens, it would be awesome. He's a great actor in a Martin Scorsese produced movie about the Joker taking place in the 1980s. A dark gritty movie? Sign me up. But other than that, there's really, like I said, there's really not that much to go over. So, what I'm going to do is a quick movie review. What movie? Well, I rewatched a movie yesterday that I haven't watched in quite a while. It stars Tom Hanks and and he's stranded somewhere. Where? Not in space. Nope. Not Apollo 13. Not an island. Nope. He's stranded at an airport. Yes, I watched Tom Hanks in The Terminal. This movie, what can I say? I think 95% of the everyone hates this movie. I actually like this movie. I don't know why everybody hates it. It's a good, in my opinion, it's a good movie. Hanks plays a Russian who's visiting America. Who, while he was in the air, something went down in his country, Concordia. And when he gets here, they want him, let him in the U.S. And he can't go home because something about the government overturning, I don't really understand it, but bottom of the line, he snuck in the international terminal of JFK, the whole movie. The antagonist of the movie is Stanley Tucci, who plays kind of like the guy in charge of the airport, who sees Tom Hanks as kind of like a thorn in his side. I love this movie because this movie, even though it's made up and it's not true, it's about Tom Hanks who follows the rules, does what he does, and he never gives up. And that's the movie. And it's one of my favorite Tom Hanks movies. I'm saying it. I recommend this movie if you haven't seen it. Check it out. It's on iTunes. You can buy it, rent it, whatever. And I think you would really like this movie. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give this a solid 7.5 out of 10. Really enjoyed it. It's a good movie that makes you warm at the end. It's no Tom Hanks, Stanley Tucci, and Catherine Zeta-Jones. And I recommend you go see The Terminal. Like I said, because it's a holiday weekend, not that much stuff to talk about. So I'll be back next week with a little more news, but until then, Men. Alltså.